This practice is called Compassion with Equanimity. This practice can be applied in the midst of caregiving situations or relationships where we're experiencing empathic distress and/or fatigue. To start, please find a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths to settle into your body and the present moment. You might like to offer yourself soothing or supportive touch as a reminder to bring not only awareness, but affectionate awareness to your experience and to yourself. So that might look like a hand on the heart, two hands on the heart, one hand on the belly, two hands on the belly, or any other spontaneous, compassionate, soothing gesture that your body is craving. Now, please bring to mind someone you are caring for who is exhausting you or frustrating you. Someone who you care about who is suffering. For this exercise, please choose someone who is not your child, as this can be a more complicated dynamic. Someone that's not a child that who you care for that's suffering. Visualize this person and the caregiving situation clearly in your mind so that you begin to feel the struggle in your own body. Now, please listen carefully to these words, letting them gently roll through your mind. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Aware of the stress you are carrying in your body in this relationship, inhale fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body and filling every cell of your body with compassion. Letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply and by giving yourself the compassion you need. As you exhale, sending out compassion to the person who's associated with your discomfort and exhaustion and frustration. Inhaling compassion for yourself. Exhaling compassion to the other. Continue breathing compassion in and out, allowing your body to gradually find a natural breathing rhythm, letting your body breathe itself. One for me, one for you. In for me, out for you. Those phrases can anchor you and cue you to continue breathing in compassion for you and out compassion for the other. One breath for me, and one for you. Inhale for me. Exhale for you. Occasionally scanning your inner landscape for any distress. Anything that's arising, you can continue to respond by inhaling compassion for yourself and exhaling compassion for others. Again, as more layers reveal themselves, more thoughts, more feelings and sensations, continue to breathe compassion in for you and out for the other. If you find anyone that comes to mind that needs extra compassion right now in your life, directing your breath in that direction. In for me, out for you. One for me, and one for you. Noticing how your body is being caressed from the inside as you breathe. Letting yourself float on an ocean of compassion. A limitless ocean that embraces all suffering. Each and every breath is a wave in that ocean. Inhale for me. Exhale for you. Or one full breath for me, inhaling and exhaling, and one full breath cycle for you, inhaling and exhaling. Letting yourself float on that limitless ocean of compassion. And listening to these words once again. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Aware of the stress you're carrying in your body, inhale fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body, filling every cell of your body with compassion, and exhaling, sending out that compassion to the other. With every inhale, letting yourself be soothed and filled by inhaling deeply, giving yourself the compassion you need. And as as you exhale, sending out that limitless compassion, your benevolent desire to serve and support and care to the other. Feeling your body caressed from the inside as you continue to breathe in for you and out for the other. And listening to these words one last time today. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Inhaling for you and exhaling for the other. Letting your body breathe itself. As your body breathes you, each and every inhale and exhale, you're bobbing on the ocean of compassion, floating on a limitless ocean that embraces and holds all suffering. Now, letting go of the practice slowly, allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment, taking a moment to soak in this experience. Just like this. Nothing more. And now you can gently open your eyes.